Cosmic Freedom inaugurates planetary liberation.
Cosmically aligned, we embrace the eternal rhythm of the ages, the rhythm of the sages.
We now link up with people of goodwill everywhere, creating a united group channel through which the spiritual forces can become available. Affirming this channel, we stand poised, united as one soul with our spiritual hierarchy. We hold the focus. We presently see a grid of light all over the earth, connecting the light of every lightworker and each sacred energy vortex. This network serves as a conduit through which the heavenly blessings may flow through each of us and to the planet Earth.
We rise as one to meet the light. In response, the great gateway that is Taurus swings open wide, and we are bathed in a golden white light. The light offers to all the very essence of the Buddha's illumination. This light brings to mind birth, rebirth, and a new way of living and being. Each year, the Vaisak cycle is a unique time, as we are called to devote ourselves to spirit, to the divine, as expressed by the Buddha. The wisdom and light of the Buddha's great enlightenment 2,500 years ago is ours now, if we so dedicate ourselves. It illumines the way beyond fear, scarcity, doubt, and darkness, unto a new world of light, wisdom, and abundance. The Buddha's Eightfold Path lies before us. We see it clearly. Each step a jewel to be slowly and truly contemplated. Right knowledge leads to wisdom. Right aspiration leads to divine inclination. Right speech leads to truth and understanding. Right behavior leads to goodwill. Right livelihood leads to sharing. Right effort leads to highest outcome. Right mindfulness leads to purposeful living. Right absorption leads to unity. As we embody these qualities, we rise to embrace higher mind. Here we can see true cause and effect. The shadows fall away, revealing greater wisdom and insight. As the Buddha and the Christ come together for the greatest good for all of life, let us come together to continue their great unifying and undying work. The wisdom of these great sages is passed on to us through the ages. In this most high and holy time, we are able to find the way to rededicate ourselves inwardly to the divine way through prayer, contemplation, and meditation. Let us outwardly shine with exceptional kindness and clarity the light of life that lives within us all. The change within brings about the greater change so necessary in our world to achieve inclusiveness. You and I, we are one, further revealing and manifesting our divine destiny. We have come to the Wesak Valley. We are here to receive the Buddha. We are here to continue the work already begun.
As each individual takes responsibility for applying their highest dedication to purpose, one's life becomes the path itself. We join in the stream of light workers everywhere on the planet and those from on high to sound together the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into our minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into our hearts. May love increase on earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide our wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call humanity, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the planet Earth. We rise, we know, we serve.